Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's Van Halen bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar's here. Jeff's a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member. We're going to celebrate his 19th anniversary in a couple of months. He's one of the top wordsmiths in the galaxy. Gotwords.com is his website. I love that website. He's the author of at least three books on being home-based. He's a national award-winning journalist. He's our good friend, Jeff. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Jeff?
You know what? It gets me out of bed on whatever morning today is.
Hey, Jeff, I was talking to the audience before you got here about you operating the Worm Cam and what that meant. And I was just, you know, I've been home-based twice. And I'll probably revert back to that one day, you know, when at the end, though, when all this is over with, I'll probably think I'm home base. And I can imagine my wife telling my kids, he still thinks he's in business. Leave him alone. He thinks he's home based. Leave him alone. But anyway, when you're home based, just one flick of a switch and you could go from being in business to being out of business. It doesn't take much, does it?
It doesn't take much, but I think that the way we look at it is, you know, you and I both, as you alluded to, you worked from home for a while, and I'm pushing 30 years. And
yeah.
I think part of, you know, what I know, you know, what the most, when I tell people how long I've worked from home, I don't say 30 years. I let other people do the math. I just say that I started working from home in 89.
Mm-hmm.
And that really catches people. They say, I don't know how you do it. How do you work alone? How do you work, you know, how have you made it work? You know, both the solitude and the entrepreneurship drives, you know, the curiosity, I think, of people, you know, outsiders who think I could.
It is an accomplishment, Jeff. I hope you know it's an accomplishment because.
Well,
it is
and
not,
I will take.
Not just being able to do it, but being able to sustain a business model from home that long.
Yeah. Well, two parts to that, and one I want to talk about, explore a little more, but the first, I would be remiss if I didn't give credit where credit is due, and the fact that Robbie, my wife, has been there in no small part with a paycheck, especially from the beginning, to help as my business grew. It was essentially, if you think about it, with many businesses, you got either tap savings or you take out a loan or you do, you know, a line of credit or something.
Ramen noodles works. Ramen noodles and
yeah, exactly. Like whatever you have to do in the growth phase. You know, we didn't have to do that. You know, and also we launched it at a time when, you know, we had, you know, we didn't have kids.
The timing
you know,
was good.
It launched it. We didn't have kids. And we had no mortgage. We had rent. We had, you know, like one car payment. So the timing was good. But also that should not dissuade anybody from it. But, you know, because if you find the right opportunity and you can, as I said, when I quit my last day job, I can do this better myself. Thank you very much. And I, you know, tendered notice and left. But along the way, the entrepreneurial endurance, kind of what the second part that I wanted to address, you know, the entrepreneurial endurance, the ability to make it through, you know, day to day. And it's not just, you know, cash flow issues or finding new clients. It's just a level of stamina mm-hmm. that you have to be able to maintain. Yes, you have to be able to work alone. Yes, you have to be able to work in the solitude of a home office.
You have to be able to keep your own company.
You have to be able to keep your own company, and dogs don't really cut it in the bigger picture. We've always had Stella or Riley or Romeo or whatever our dogs were at the time, but you have to be able to make that happen. And for me, it's never been an issue because, look, I'm on the phone with you now this morning. I have three more interviews, you know, because I'm a writer. I interview people for stories.
But
you know,
doesn't sustaining serve its own self? Doesn't sustaining what you get, what you start sustaining yourself and enduring, it sort of becomes self-fulfilling in a way, right? Because people gravitate towards survivors. They gravitate toward people that continue to show up.
Right.
Not that you can't mess it up, but I do think there's something to that.
Well, yeah, and I think there's, again, two sides to that. One, you get the recurring people who, clients,
a base.
Who trust that you're there.
Yeah,
they
base.
Know that you're there. They know that you're a proven entity. They appreciate what you do. They appreciate how you do it. But then your name just, you know, I don't even know where I got your name from, but someone told me, I got your business card here. Someone told me mm-hmm. that when I need writing to give you a call or, you know, and that's also part of it is you just become an entity. You know, people have told me, you know, as our kids are now grown, you know, people have said, you could do your work from anywhere. I'm like, yeah, my brand is pretty much here.
Right.
You know, it's like I could move to Greenville, South Carolina, but does anyone know me there?
Right.
You know, am I going to have to go and start from scratch and, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing is,
I'm not selling widgets.
I'm sure you've had this happen as I have had happen to me. Somebody would contact me and say, hey, George told me about you and I wanted to follow up with you. And I said, well, when did George tell you about me? And he said, oh, probably 2 years ago. And they're just now getting around to contact you. And you have to be there when that happens. I mean, you have to sustain yourself to endure to be able to answer that phone. And when that happens, that winds up being gravy on top of everything. That was referrals you didn't know what was going to happen, but you have to show
well,
up.
Well, we talk about.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and when you talk about something like that, to me, the endurance, it's the planting of a seed under which, you know, whose shade. Right. I forgot who said, I think it was Wayne Huizenga, because the entrepreneur who passed away recently from Blockbuster and AutoNation, he was credited here, and someone else might have said it, you know, in communities, you know, and he was talking about community outreach and being a philanthropist, but in business, you plant the tree, the seed for a tree whose shade you may not realize for years to come. So, and, you know, and that's exactly kind of what you're talking about. Right. You know, the fruit doesn't bear on a tree that you plant, you know, at the beginning 30 years ago. It doesn't bear fruit in the first year.
And that's the
point.
Take time. That's the issue, which leads us to our next segment. How do you know when it's working, and how do you know when to say, it isn't working, I got to do something else? And that's the hard part, Jeff. And let's talk about that when we come back after the break. I need a website. Actually, give me a couple of websites.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com, and my latest, RoadTripMojo.com.
There you go. Hey, we got a threefer there. Road Trip Mojo. I'm going to get Jeff to tell us about that when we come back after the break. And we're going to talk about when do you know when to flip the light switch and turn off the lights and lock the door for the last time. 20 after. I'm Jim Blackstein. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.